Meiser Sheni Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis 312. This Mishnah is a fairly challenging Mishnah, and I'm going to suggest that you learn it, number one, if at all possible, inside, meaning have a text in front of you so you can follow what's happening, and even make notes if you can inside your text to keep track of what's happening here. And number two, I'm going to recommend that you learn this Mishnah with the next Mishnah in the same sitting, if possible, because they refer one to the other. The first case, the Mishnah is pretty straightforward. It says, Hamashal kankanim l'maaser sheni. If a person lends containers to store maaser sheni, it's already been declared maaser sheni, you're just putting it to be stored in some container. Afal pisha gafan, it doesn't matter, even if you seal the container shut, like you cement them closed, so the container now is sort of like indefinitely, I'll call it a receptacle that contains maaser sheni, it doesn't matter, lo kana maaser. The container doesn't become subordinate, batel, to the maaser sheni, meaning that the value of the total container, liquid plus container together, is not considered when you redeem the maaser sheni. Rather, you just consider the value of the liquid inside the container. So that's the first case. It stands alone. This is the part one of the Mishnah, and we can almost have a good new paragraph, or even new Mishnah, so to speak, that if you're storing maaser sheni in a container, and it was maaser sheni before you put it in the container, and the container is just temporarily for use for that purpose, then when you redeem the sealed container, even if it's sealed, you only consider the value of the contents, the liquid inside, not the container also. Okay, that's part one. Part two, like a new paragraph, if you will. Zalaf lesochan stam. If you have containers, and you pour into those containers stam. Stam means, without specific designation, but stam in this particular Mishnah means that what you're pouring inside the container is tevel, meaning it's just untied produce. And you're going to pour this untied, let's say, wine into the container, and later on you'll designate some of the, you have many containers of tevel, and you'll designate, for argument's sake, some of those containers to be the maaser sheni. So zalf lesochan stam, if you pour tevel into these containers, ad shlo gafan, and you don't seal the containers, then lo kana maaser. Similarly, if you later come to redeem the contents of this container, which was subsequently declared maaser sheni, after you poured the tevel in, since the container is not sealed, it's just a temporary receptacle, and that being the case, when you consider the redemption price, the value you have to put out to redeem and deconsecrate this, let's say, wine in the container, you don't consider the value of the container itself, just the liquid inside. However, Misha Gafan, once you've sealed the container, meaning you first seal the container, it's holding tevel, and then you identify this container to be a maaser sheni container. It's a bottle of wine, and it's sealed, let's say, for argument's sake, and now you say that bottle, which was tevel, now is going to be the maaser sheni for the collection of bottles that you're tithing. So then kana maaser, at that point, the container also becomes part of the maaser sheni package, meaning now when you come to redeem the container of maaser sheni, you will include not just the value of the liquid, but also the value of the container in the redemption price. You may recall that we discussed this in the first parak, the fourth Mishnah. We differentiated this very case. We said it depends in terms of containers and whether you calculate the value of the container with the liquid. If it's normal to sell wine, let's say, in sealed containers, or if you sell it usually just, you know, by the bucketful and people on tap, so to speak, people come and will get the wine on tap and they provide their own containers, etc. If you have a question which this applies to here, the answer is we're talking about where it's normal to store wine in containers, but hold that thought. We'll come back to that a little more in the next Mishnah. In any case, the second part of the Mishnah simply said that if you pour tevel into a container and then you declare the contents of that tevel as maaser sheni, if the question is, when you redeem it, do you consider the value of the container or not? The answer is, it depends if you seal the container before or after you declare that tevel maaser sheni. If you seal the container before you declared it maaser sheni, and then you declared the whole container and its contents be maaser sheni, so then its contents and container together become maaser sheni in terms of the valuation. And if you first, prior to sealing the container, declare it to be maaser sheni, and then you seal the container, then you do not consider the value of the container when you come to redeem it. And the rationale is, I think, pretty intuitive. The idea is that if it's first sealed, you sort of declared this wine bottle, including both bottle and wine, to be Maaser Sheni. Whereas if it's unsealed, you're just declaring the wine in the bottle to be Maaser Sheni, and that's that. And again, as far as the question of does this apply to locales where they sell wine in sealed containers or unsealed containers, as we discussed in the first Perek, fourth Mishnah, the answer is this is really only going to apply, according to the Bar Tanura, in a locale where it's normal to sell wine in sealed containers. But hold that thought. We come back to that in the next Mishnah. Okay, now, the next part of the Mishnah is going further off topic. It's a similar case, but we're leaving the world of Maaser Sheni. So if you ask me, put a little line in your Mishnah here, writing that we're now lapsing to discuss the halachas of Truma. Truma, not Maaser Sheni at all. And when it comes to Truma, if you recall that the normal rules of Tarovas don't apply, if you have a mixture of chulin, regular food, and Truma food together, the normal rules don't apply. You need to have, if it's a min bamino mixture, the same kind of things like wine and wine mixing together, not the usual rove, or sometimes you need 60 if there's a mixture of tastes. What you need is 100 times. Actually, it's Machlokas, if you recall, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. If you need 100 times heter, or just more than 99 times heter, meaning does the total quantity of chulin, if you have one unit of Truma, do you need a total of 100 and a bit, or do you need 101? The halacha actually is 100 and a bit, but throughout the Masechta, we've always simply referred to it as 101. Let's stick to that for now. So, again, when it comes to Truma, you need to have not 100 times of heter against it, you need to have not 60 times, but 100 times against it. The question is, if you have a container, and it has Truma inside of it, and it gets mixed up with other containers that have chulin inside of it, so you have a bunch of containers, when is the container of Truma considered to be batel, that now you can eat from all the containers? And the Mishnah says, Ad shlo gafan, if you have not yet sealed the container, which has the chulin inside of it, so you have, let's say, you have 101 containers, one of them has Truma, 100 of them have chulin, and they're not sealed yet, then olus be'echad omea, that will be sufficient. We will look at it as if the 101 are commingled, and since you have 100 times of heter, regular food, against one component of iser, the truma that you can't eat, we will treat the 100 as being sufficient to annul the one, and that being the case, all 101 are permissible to a non-Kohen. Umisha gafan, but once you seal those containers, if you've sealed them, and then one unit of truma, one sealed container of truma, gets mingled up with 100 sealed units of chulin. So then, mekadshos b'chol shehein, that one sealed container of truma will render the entire mixture forbidden. That's what mekadshos means over here. The whole mixture of 101 or even 1,000,001 containers all become forbidden. And the reason why is because certain things just aren't batel. We've already said that when it comes to Truma, we've upped it to 100 times against one. But there are certain things that, at least midrabanan, are considered to be too significant to be allowed to be batel. You might be familiar with things like hachatich harui leschabed, a portion of meat big enough to serve as a whole, like a whole portion for a meal. That wouldn't be batel, for example, if you're familiar with that halacha. Or we have a beria, a whole living animal. So that means if a fly flies into the cholent, so we don't say, well, there's, 60 times of meat and potatoes against the fly, and the cholent is mutter. No, we do not say that. As long as there's a whole unit of iser, a whole fly inside there, the whole cholent is forbidden. You've got to get that fly out of there, no matter how many times you have of meat and potatoes against the fly. A whole fly is not batel, it's too significant as a beria. And another category of things on the list of devarim she'enem mispatlim, things that are never batel, is a davar shebe minyan, the kind of thing which is so significant that when you sell it by the count, one at a time. So that list exists in Orla, in the third parak Mishnah Zayin, things that are sold like that. One of them is chaviyos tumos, sealed barrels, and this is that case over here. Since when you seal it, sell a bottle of wine, for argument's sake, or barrel of wine for that matter, you don't sell them by the pound or by the gallon, you sell them by individual units, bottle by bottle, or container by container, and that's the case over here. So since that's the case, the whole container can never be batel. So meaning, even if you had 1,000,000 containers of chulin, and one bottle, one container of Truma mixed in. You can't find which one's the Truma. So then all 1,000,001 bottles become forbidden to a non-Cohen. What you'll have to do is you have to sell all 1,000,001 to a Cohen, who will pay you just for the million. He doesn't pay you for the millionth and first, because that one was Truma, it belongs to him anyways. But he pays you all the value of all the rest. And then that's that. But he, a Cohen, will have to eat all the containers in the mixture, because a davar sheba minyan, something as significant as a sealed container of wine, can never become batel. So that's what he said over here. Just the words one more time inside. Ad shlo gafan, if you haven't yet sealed the containers, they're considered all as if they're open and sort of poured together. Then olus be'echad omeya, then indeed 101 total units, meaning one of Isser, Truma, and 100 of Chulin, Heter together, would be sufficient to make the mixture permissible to non-Kohen. U'misha gafan, once you've sealed the container, and then it gets mixed in, that one container of Truma, it will never be batel. That being the case, mekadshos, it renders the whole mixture to be forbidden, b'chol shehen, regardless of the ratio. And then you'll have to sell it to a Kohen, like I said, for the value of the total mixture minus the Truma inside of it. Now, one more, like a new paragraph, if you will. We're still in the world of Truma here, and we're considering when one has to take Truma from a mixture. Can he take Truma if the mixture is a bunch of containers? The containers are holding tevel, and they need to be tied. The Truma needs to be removed from the mixture. So you'll take, you know, if you have 100 jugs, you're supposed to take, you know, 1/50th, meaning 2%, or you know, 2 of the 100 jugs should be set aside as Truma gadola. So the question is it okay for you to take, if you have 100 sealed containers, to take 2 of them and call them Truma on behalf of the 100 sealed containers? And the reason why it's going to be a problem, as we'll see in the Mishnah in a moment, is because you may recall from Maseches Trumos, we discussed it a little bit, and we'll get to Inchal a little more coming up, Ezra Hashem, that there's a requirement when you take Truma that the all the things you're tithing together and taking Truma on have to be Minha Mukaf. They have to all be like kind of close together in a single, close to one another, sufficiently close and commingled. And the Mishnah's point here is that sealed containers are like little islands to themselves, and if you have 100 sealed containers of tevel, they cannot, the liquid inside those sealed containers cannot be considered commingled with the other containers that are sealed, which would mean then, as the Mishnah will say, that you'd have to take Truma from each and every bottle separately. So it would not be sufficient to take 2 of the 100 bottles and call them Truma if they've been sealed already. The next Mishnah will consider, if you've gotten to this mess and now you have to, you know, it's obviously a massive pain in the neck to have to tithe 100 bottles individually. So what do you do? That'll be the next Mishnah. But here the Mishnah says inside, Achlo Gafan, if you haven't yet sealed these containers, let's say the 100 containers of Tevel, Torem Me'achas Al HaKol, you can take one bottle, or in the ratio that I gave, you need 2 containers, but you can take from an individual container on behalf of the whole mixture, let's say 50. U'misha gafan, but once the containers have been sealed as tevel, so then Torah mikol achas v'achas, you'll be required to take trumas and maisers from each and every bottle separately, because they're no longer considered to be min hamukaf, so you can't take truma from them anymore. And like I said before, I suggest you follow on this Mishnah with the next Mishnah right now.